This is the Daily Barometer's weekly news briefing, giving you this week's news coverage recap. I'm Millicent Durand. Here's the local news for the past week. OSU Cascades has outlined its sustainability goals for the near future. Steve Pittman, Director of Facilities and Operations at OSU Cascades, said that current plans involve geothermal heating and cooling, as well as the use of solar panels on buildings across campus. In addition, OSU Cascades' Student Fee Committee will begin considering funding sustainability initiatives on campus. The Corvallis Clinic has held a drive-through vaccination clinic. During the clinic, the Moderna vaccine was administered. Mona Gordazon, Marketing and Communications Director for the Corvallis Clinic, called the clinic successful, and despite there not being plans for another drive-through clinic in the future, the Corvallis Clinic will still continue to administer the vaccines in clinic. Oregon State University has officially recognized Juneteenth as a holiday. Juneteenth, celebrated on June 19th, celebrates the day slavery officially ended in the United States. The holiday has been getting traction over the past several years. Steve Clark, Vice President of University Relations and Marketing, said in a statement that by recognizing Juneteenth, the university hopes to share a message that Black students, faculty, and staff, and Oregonians matter, and that racism and violence against people of color must end. Due to June 19th being on a Saturday this year, the university will instead recognize June 18th as a paid day off. This has been the Daily Barometer's weekly news briefing. I'm Millicent Durand. Come back next Sunday at noon for next week's headlining news here on KBPR-FM.